Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Smith, founder and CEO of the Association of Virtual Assistants, and I'm super excited to start this year off with you. And it's the beginning of the year, so what are we all talking about? Resolutions, goals, what we're going to accomplish this year, how we're going to be on fire, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I am cheering you on. If you have already started crushing your goals, if you already have things working, if you are thinking you're already going to meet your goals ahead of your timeline, I am so proud of you. I genuinely am so proud of you. I would love for you to comment and let me know so I can share and celebrate you. But maybe you have already broken your resolution. Maybe at 12:01, you're like, well, that went out the door. If that is you, welcome to life. That is just part of life. And I'm here to support you and cheer you on as well. I also want to share something from my own personal life with you to hopefully encourage you. Now, this, if you're watching the YouTube video, is my consistency board. This is my endurance board. I don't call it accountability. I call it endurance. We're in an endurance race as business owners. It's something that we got to do all the time. And if you can see, I made it to day 43. After that, I stopped. And I had gone through late October through, mid-December. And I specifically knew I was going to break the streak. And I didn't give up. It's not that I didn't care. It's that I knew what I was going to do, and I knew how I was going to reset myself. I know I'm not a robot. There's no such thing as being perfect, and life happens. But I didn't allow life to happen to me. I specifically made the conscious choice that I was going to end my streak and I would decide when I would start again. And one of the things that we've heard a lot in a lot of things about habits and doing things and being consistent is the famous Jerry Seinfeld, don't break the streak, don't break the streak. Well, I'm not here to tell you not to break the streak. I'm not here to tell you to be a perfectionist. I don't believe in that for one moment. There are so many things outside of our control, let alone all the things that we're responsible for. And even robots need to be recalibrated. Even machines have to be recalibrated. They can only run for so many hours nonstop before they have to be maintained all over again and recalibrated to keep that level of working order. So if that happens to robots, how are we held to a different standard? So if you have broken your resolution, if you're on a streak, the most important part is how do you reset yourself? How do you get back up? How do you keep going? Well, what I like to do is I like to keep a scorecard for myself, and it's a weekly rhythm register. I did not create these. These are from Darren Hardy. And you can just download them online. And he has the compound effect. And it's that our little actions and our little behaviors and those things add up over time. And that's where our real results come from. So did I break my streak? Yeah, I did. Have I started a new one? Yeah, just recently, actually. But does that take away from everything that I already did? No. When I first started this new streak, I could not run a mile without stopping. I couldn't run a half a mile without stopping. Now I'm up to 2.5 miles. Just because I broke the streak doesn't mean that I will go back to start walking less than half a mile. I can still run 2.5 miles, even though I broke the streak. I broke the streak, and yet I've still read 6 books. Does that take away from the books that I've written? Absolutely not. It just means that I have to reset myself, and I don't have to reset myself in every single area. I just have to reset it in some areas. But the power of keeping this weekly rhythm register is that you don't have these feelings that can often lie to us or distort the actual progress that we've been making. It makes sense if you have a lower, you know, productive week, if you've, you know, got off your streak and maybe you weren't feeling 100% or maybe some things happened. Great. What an opportunity to give yourself a break. If not, and you're thinking, wow, I was really on my game this week and I didn't get the results that I wanted, then what was it about it that made you feel good? And are your results keeping up with how you feel, or are you just you not giving them enough time to catch up with you? You can have a really great workout. It doesn't mean that you're going to drop 5 pounds that same day. And so, again, I just want to cheer you on. No matter where you are, I want you to take this time and really understand how to reset yourself. Whether it's you had a bad 5 minutes, you had a bad day, you had, you know, it's been a rough 5 days, it's been a hard week. You know, these times are going to come, and it's not that they're coming. We know they're coming. We know it. And that's a blessing, because if we know something's coming, then we don't know how it is. We can't necessarily prepare for it. We're certainly not going to worry about it. We are just going to know, okay, something happens. I have a bad day. I have a bad 5 minutes. Something's going on. I know how to reset myself. I know how to get myself back on track. I know how to be kind to myself. All those things that we're saying, and that sets us up for success, and that sets us up for the right mental attitude and the right space. And that is what will take you through the entire year. No matter where you are right now, it's not the end. It is only the beginning. You're in this for the long haul as a VA. You're in this for the long haul as a business owner. You got this. You can totally do this, and I'm here cheering you on. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you plan on resetting. Let me know what day streak you're on so I can celebrate with you. And remember, we are in this together. We hope that if you're not already a member of the AVA, that you will join the waitlist, and so you can be the first notified when we do open. I'd love to get to know you better. Have a great year, everybody.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.